Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the Ask Coach Perry Cycling Podcast. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Devlin Eden. And today on the podcast, a question specifically for the roadies. And it revolves around those round things that keep you going. So, Devlin, what are the big differences between road wheels? And is there really a huge difference in terms of the performance you can get out of them?
There can be. So there's various differences that we would typically find in road wheels. And there's actually a huge market for road wheels at the moment. So differences firstly being the rim itself. So we would get a difference between perhaps an aluminium rim or a carbon rim. So the carbon obviously being a little bit more rigid, so a little bit stiffer, as well as lighter than you typically find with your aluminium wheels. Moving inwards a little bit, again, we start talking carbon spokes versus aluminium spokes, which again has a rigidity to it, which has benefits with carbon and the weight issue. And then when we start talking about the hubs as well as the wheels, we start talking ceramic bearings in the hubs, in the back wheel, for instance, the amount of little ratchets that actually happen in the freewheel body. So all of those will have a benefit in performance. So when we start talking carbon wheels and ceramic bearings and we start talking carbon spokes and more rigidity, the rigidity of the wheel and the stiffer the wheel, the less play there is and the less flex on the wheel, which means the momentum and the force that you're putting into the bike is going in a straight line rather than flexing from side to side and losing momentum and losing energy. So that will always improve your performance to a degree. And then at the same time, we start talking about, well, as I mentioned, the weight of it. When I start talking weight, obviously the life of the wheels, and especially when you start talking sort of handling and how the bike will corner and that will have a huge effect. The bearings, as I mentioned, will assist you from a rolling resistance point of view as well. So you'll see a lot more of the carbon wheel sets will tend to roll and spin a lot easier than you'd find on the older sort of aluminium type of wheels. We then start looking actually, when we're now referring to carbon wheels and the rims as well, is the what we call the section of the rim or the profile. So you get a deep section wheel, which is typically the rim has a couple of centimeters sort of deep. You also need a longer valve or your tube, for instance. But the deeper section of the rims, the whole idea of that is when you start talking more aerodynamics. So it cuts through the air a little bit better, makes it bike have less wind resistance as well. And then you'll find if you start talking maybe a time trial bike and what or trial bikes as well, where we start talking a full disc wheel that you might find a lot of riders all ride on the back. The flip side to using something like a full disc wheel where there's no air blowing through spokes and slowing you down slightly and adding more resistance. The flip side and the negative to that is if there is a windy course and you are hitting a slight crosswind, makes it a lot more difficult to actually hold that bike up on the road if you do have a crosswind. So the deeper the section of the rim, as much as it cuts through the air quite well, any sort of crosswind will also have some sort of an effect on it. We are talking wheels, we are talking advanced technology in the wheels these days as well, but then that obviously all comes with quite a hefty price tag. So when we're looking at a good set of carbon clinchers and carbon deep section wheels, you are then talking quite a hefty process that goes along with it. At the end of the day, is a couple of milliseconds of your performance going to improve, or is that going to benefit you, or would it probably benefit you more in terms of power in the legs and training a little bit better? Obviously, when you're at the top end and the tip of the sword in the sport, you're then looking for any split-second gain, that 1% gain that will make a difference. But I think sort of for the average Joe rider as well, There's a couple of other factors that you can gain performance rather than necessarily going for a set of wheels and more advanced wheels as well.
Well, Devlin, I'm not even going to begin to get into costs because that climbs with it as well, but a very well-rounded answer as always. Thank you very much for that. And if you would like to find out more about Devlin Eden's coaching and how he can help you, go to coachperry.com and click on the coaching tab. But from Devlin Eden and myself, Mr. Active David Katz, we'll catch up with you again next time.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.